Okay, so this summer, one of the most celebrated stage and screen actors of our generation, who's portrayed such roles as Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Starship Enterprise, and Professor Charles Xavier, leader of the X-Men, is taking on his most difficult role ever, a digital pile of shit.
My name is Gene. I'm a meh. So I gotta be totally over it all the time, you know? And meh, who cares? Which is not as easy as it sounds.
So nothing is beneath Patrick Stewart, which I think is really cool. One of the things, I'm not gonna lie, that made me a bit excited about seeing this movie with terrible ratings was that he was in it. Yeah, the cast is great.
I love TJ Miller. You know, the guy's everywhere right now. Yeah. So, and he's delightful. So, yeah, totally. I also, may I just mention, because we were talking about it off air, Stephen Wright as as Mel, meh.
Yeah.
It's like just perfect casting. I guess so. Like, just so deadpan. Like, you couldn't have picked a better person, but we'll get into it.
Oh, for me, it was Patrick Stewart.
Captain
Mr. Poop or whatever. Poop emoji. Yeah. I thought that was great. I mean, that's just so ridiculous. Sir Patrick Stewart as the poop emoji. But I was really not concerned, but I couldn't in my mind put together what the heck they could make out of an emoji movie. Like, what are you going to do with that? With their emojis, what are you going to do? I mean, it's great for marketing. You can sell everything under the sun with a freaking emoji on it. Easy. You know, you've got your poop mug, got your smiley face mug. And I think they did a really good job with creating a movie out of something that is just so incredibly simple.
Well, yeah, they made Star Wars with emojis. That's what they did. That's literally what they did. They took the hero's journey and they made, or like the concept of it, and they made that movie with emojis, which for me, we talked about it after we saw it, and I said that I didn't despise it as much as I thought that I should, given, you know, the scores online, which are what right now,
like 1.8 on IMDb,
like 8%,
the lowest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I'll just look at some Christopher Lambert movies. You'll
really bad.
It felt like a bunch of people got together and took this corporate job because someone said to them, hey, I'll give you a bunch of money if you make me a movie about emojis so I can sell a bunch of garbage to children. And they said, okay, but you know what? I don't want to hate my job for the next 10 months, 20 months, whatever it is. So I'm gonna make it as good as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the best people that I possibly can.
Yeah, it's a huge money grab.
And we always talk about how, like, actors that we like, we want them to get work that, you know, like, give them a ton of money, even if it's a shit movie. If you're making these shit movies, then at least, like, keep people that we, you know, that we love relevant, or like, give them money. If you're gonna just, you know, if you're taking us for everything that we're worth, at least give us the enjoyment of spending some time with some of our favorite actors. So having Patrick Stewart, having Maya Rudolph, who, you know, is excellent as, you know, as the villain, as far as you can be. You know, James Corden's kind of fun, like, you know, very archetypal character, but, you know, what are you gonna do? And like I said, Stephen Wright's just brilliant. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, is in it. She's
Mrs. Meh.
Yeah,
I love their characters. They're really funny.
Yeah, they carried the film. They carried the film on their back.
They managed to give,
as much as one can.
Right? They managed to actually give the emojis. It sounds stupid to say, but they gave them characters' personality.
Yeah.
Their emojis, you would think, it's easy to give them personality, but it was well done in that sense. Again, it wasn't the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, no, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful. And I think my favorite thing about it is that the kids weren't in love with it, so I know we're not going to have to watch it 5,000 times. They were like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, thank God, oh my God. Because if I have to watch this over and over again, I will put a bullet in my head. But yeah, it was all right. I mean, what's your favorite thing about it?
I think I can make it through without killing myself.
Really? I don't know.
Because again, it's I'm cognizant of the fact that I'm watching T.J. Miller. I'm cognizant of the fact that I'm watching Stephen Wright, for example.
That's what makes it bearable.
It's like, hey, that's the same voice that I've heard in Reservoir Dogs. That's the guy on the couch from Half-Baked. Like, you know, these are...
It's Captain Picard.
Exactly. Like, it's Captain Picard making poop puns.
We're number two.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I can take something away from that for kind of adult enjoyment. There were some decent jokes about different social media platforms and stuff like that in there. And
a little social commentary.
My problem with this film isn't with the quality of it, because it's not that they made a movie that was any less quality than in terms of the writing and the animation or this. They didn't can I say half-ass?
Yeah, I know.
They didn't they didn't cut corners with it. It didn't feel like they tried to do everything that they could to make this concept that was a concept before it was, or concept to sell things before it was a concept for a film.
Yeah.
Into something legitimate.
What haven't we milked yet? Oh, emojis. Cool. How can we make money off this? Right?
But my problem is the short-sightedness, you know, with it. Because when you look at a movie like 101 Dalmatians, you know, people had dogs when that film came out. And you know what they still have now? Dogs. You know?
This is going
Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Little Mermaid, Sword in the Stone, Jungle Book. Like, you know.
Yeah, the animals aren't all dead yet, so it's still relevant.
They're all, And then let's even go Toy Story. You know what kids still have? Toys.
Yep.
The Incredibles. We got an Incredibles movie coming out next year, I believe. You know, superheroes are everywhere. So getting kids into that kind of stuff, it's like, and it's kind of like a surrogate Fantastic Four, because we can't have a good Fantastic Four because people can't have nice things in this world. And you know, so
this
like,
is just relevant now.
It's exactly. If anything, soon as technology moves on, where people are already starting to use GIFs, for example, more than emojis on Instant Messenger. So are you going to make a GIF movie in 2 years?
Well, that's the thing. I was actually thinking that this is just at the end of the emoji craze.
Absolutely.
Like, I think it's almost too late. If it had come out last year, perfect. Who the hell's using emojis right now? It's all the GIFs, and even like memes have evolved. Before, you know, even just 6 months ago, you had a meme. It was a picture. Now it's a freaking movie. So all of this evolves. But even in this movie, like the apps that they talk about Dropbox, you know, so they can go and live in the cloud.
Yeah, and it's like Dropbox already has multiple competitors that are taking serious
footing. Kind of sounds like my phone, my outdated piece of crap phone with like the only app I have on it is Dropbox. But, and then, you know, Spotify, right? Spotify is big right now, but just wait, just give it a year. It'll be something else. Give it a few months. It'll be something else. It's very, this movie is a little time capsule.
Did you notice that there was when they were riding the waves, it said that Alex had Alex is the boy in the movie whose phone they're on. Alex had downloaded whale sounds for his school project.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Did he take the phone into class and play it while he was giving the presentation? Or
maybe.
How does it work? Like,
what do the youngins do these days in school projects?
Well, apparently they watch Netflix in class. We've had this conversation with like... I don't want to get into it on air.
That's not... But no, well, I know that phones can be used. I'm pretty sure that if they're doing a presentation, they can pull out their phone and play whale sounds. There was a cute movie, a cute joke for the adults there about what would teen boys have to hide from their parents.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was pretty
good. The skin when they
Why would they have to hide from their parents? I don't know. It's kind of a scary thought, but it's true now with technology and phones.
Well, you could just get a blank face from High Five as well, from James Corden. Who was serviceable in this film. He wasn't anything fantastic, and I really like James Corden, so like, you know, sorry, but that's just the way it is. It just wasn't...
Well, he's supposed to be one of the more one of the less used emojis. So he's just kind of in like the loser's lounge.
Who used to be a popular one.
High Five was a thing, and now like no one is using the emojis. So his time is, his time in the limelight is up.
All their time is near up.
Just like the whole movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect.
It's that, but that's my problem. It's short-sighted filmmaking. So say, for example, you look at a Transformers story run, for example. You've got that going from the 80s to today, because there's always going to be kids who want to play with robots and cars, and we put those two things together, it's like candy.
Robot cars. Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And perfect. or say, for example, we were talking about with the older one earlier today, like Monster High.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this whole phenomenon. That's a Mattel product that's been made into a TV show.
Yep.
G.I. Joe, this sort of thing. Those are products that make sense. Last year alone, Spider-Man, for example, which we also saw at the drive-in the same evening, I think it did like almost $2 billion in merchandise sales alone.
And all they had to do was just
the one
tweak.
Character.
All they did was tweak the merchandise that was already out, just, you know, go a little bit more cartoony with things.
Yeah, shrink the spider down a little bit on his chest.
What was the new doodle on it? It used to be like... Not POW, I don't know. What the whip? Is it whip they're using now?
No, they've always used whip.
Yeah, but not as much as now. Like now everything has that on it.
Well, everything is real, like, because you notice too, the other thing that they're doing is they're really making Spider-Man art like Deadpool, which is funny because back in the day, they made Deadpool like Spider-Man. They made, like literally, issue number 11 of the first Deadpool run is a Spidey comic. It drops into a 1966 Spidey comic, and that's where he is in the panels, like time traveling, right?
What's funny, merchandise always shows you the pockets of time, and I think with like Emoji Movie, it's going to be really evident that this is a little pocket of time in our technology age where emojis were a thing.
It's so short-sighted. It's so short-sighted. You can't even make a sequel of this.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What kind of sequel could you make?
Well, you can't say for certain that people are still going to be using emojis. Or is the movie that nobody's using emojis and they got to find a way to make emojis relevant again?
Yeah.
And they can't because they suck. And that's the ending. It's a really sad movie. It's like Bambi with emojis.
Yeah, it's true. They're going to be outdated. It's cool that the whole movie is based inside a phone, though, a kid's phone.
Yeah, that is cool.
Right? The kid has a phone. He wants to talk to a girl, so he sends her emojis. At one point in the movie, they talk about how, like, basically writing a note or writing a message is dead. It's all about just a picture. It's kind of scary, but like, what would you do? There's not much
you could
do.
But they're being facetious there.
Yeah.
Like, the writers are pandering to, again, the parents who... You know, we'll text like, hey, what time do you want or whatever, you know, and the kid
eggplant,
will reply back with like,
winky.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see an eggplant emoji in the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, that's
odd.
A shame.
Yeah, that could have been interesting.
In a sequel. Yeah, maybe inevitable sequel.
I think maybe they can just do the more adult version of this. How would you make it if it was an A movie, R movie? How would you see it pan out?
As we're going on to... Onto this, okay. For me, what I would do is I wouldn't change the characters on the phone. I would change the owner of the phone. So Alex loses the phone. It's a kid's phone at the beginning of the movie. He gives this whole noble thing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, what happened? And it goes into this guy's hands and he starts taking off all the like Facebook, Spotify, and putting on like Pornhub and this sort of thing. That would be how it plays out.
Yeah.
In my mind, and then the thing of the movie would be to like get the phone to report to like as like stolen, so they can get back to like the proper owner or something like that, and like clean it off, make it wholesome again, you know, or so. I don't know. Not to say that porn isn't wholesome. Or can't be, I guess. I don't know.
Wholesome porn.
Or wholesome porn.
Wholesome porn. Wholesome porn for wholesome people.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, just ankles only or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally.
Show me your earlobe.
I got no ideas how to make that an R-rated movie.
No.
But, yeah.
It's changed.
That's what I would do, though.
Yeah.
I would make it like, you know. I would make it the apps are changed out on the phone and the owner's changed out. Maybe like it cuts to a shot of the owner of the phone just wearing a gimp mask.
Oh my God.
At some point.
Perfect.
Or like one of the ones like the guy in Slipknot wears with the really long nose.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yikes. Having good times this weekend.
Scary.
Just someone operating the phone with an like massive dildo on, like
just like all of a sudden like there's a massive
strap on.
They find they track the phone down, they find the phone, they give him back the phone. He's got all these weird photos on it and just weird shit, you know.
And the whole movie plays out like the end of the Hangover movies.
Oh my god, yeah, exactly. Ew. Yeah, that's really the only way you could change it up.
Thank you for traumatizing me.
No problem.
Where are we going from here?
So I guess if the emoji movie was R-rated, it'd have to involve other apps in there. You know, the disappearing apps.
Mm.
The picture only lasts 5 seconds. Send nudies, Snapchat, yeah. Which now Facebook is doing, as I discovered this morning.
Well, they do the incognito kind of thing, like private chat or something. Thing.
I was like, what is a private message? And it gives you the option to do, you know, 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Okay, so... That, hang on.
Where are we going from here?
I gotta look at it because I know where I wanted to go with it. We did this. Okay. So we've ruled out a sequel. A sequel's not gonna happen with this movie. It just, there's nothing you could do. You could do another movie sort of in the same family of movies.
They're gonna do a sequel. They're gonna do a sequel real quick.
I really hope not. It'd have to be pretty quick. It'd have to be in the works now.
Yeah.
This is so outdated already. But maybe they could do a side plot.
Maybe be doing like bones moves by the time this next movie comes out. They'll be doing the implant movie.
Oh, God. So maybe they'll do, yeah, like the employee implant movie. Oh, my God. They're doing that. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later. It's creepy. Maybe where they could go with it is side plot. So say, for example, you had mentioned you love the bartender with the guy living in his back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's his deal? What's his story? What's up with that?
But I want the movie with the guy that's just in his back. Like, not, I don't want the bartender. Like, you never, it's just like the guy comes out and says his one line, and then he goes back in, and you just see him, like, you know, on a tablet or something in there. And that's the movie. He's just sitting
so
in there.
Weird.
Just listening to what this guy's saying and just kind of hanging out until that moment comes when you need a shock factor and the guy turns around and you got to wheel out and be like, yep, he's over there.
So strange.
Yeah. It's that.
I could do a poop emoji movie.
Yeah.
But then again, I just want to hear Patrick Stewart
deliver poop puns.
Yeah, just over and over again. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
As good as it could be. I mean, come on, it's a poop emoji. But I think they could really do something with that.
Well, it's Patrick
for number
Stewart.
Two.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two.
Emoji. Number two.
Perfect.
Oh, man. We sound like marketing execs.
I know. You know someone's sitting there going, oh, we can That's make a great so much idea. Money. So much money.
Okay. Here's my movie. Okay. The guy that's, or girl, I can't remember which, doesn't matter. It's not important. The movie about the guy who's erasing Alex's phone.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So in like the Apple store or whatever it is.
Well, no, it's Android.
Yeah. In the Google store or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. In Best Purchase.
At Microsoft.
Yeah. The Microsoft store.
At the Best Purchase, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so he or she, let's go with he just for continuity here, because if I keep going he or she, it's going to take extra long to tell the story that I'm bitching to you, movie studio, Mrs. Movie Studio. Okay, so this guy, he goes to the bathroom while the phone is clearing, and he gets involved in one of two things, either some kind of like situation goes down, like someone... Like a crime is committed in the bathroom or whatever, like the break room or whatever room he goes to, and he has to go on the run because he's wrongfully accused of the crime. And the whole movie plays out as like him stealing a car out of the parking lot and like tearing out of there. And then he meets some, you know, ne'er-do-well kind of nomadic girl, because of course every movie like that needs a ne'er-do-well nomadic type, you know, love interest to the film, et cetera. And they go off on this massive adventure, running from the law, And they never kiss, mm-hmm. just to be clear. And in the final, because it's for
kids. Are you talking about Baby Driver?
It's a kids movie, yeah. No, well, with a twist of Thelma and Louise. Because mm-hmm. what I want to do at the end is they make it back to the Microsoft store, Best mm-hmm. Purchase, or whatever the store is that he works at. And the cops corner them in the parking structure. And so he decides to just, or they decide together to just kind of do the Thelma and Louise handhold and just drive off the side of the parking structure. And yeah. And the film freezes as he's in midair. Additionally, the other movie that you could do is he's actually Liam Neeson's long lost son. And he walks away. He goes to the break room to get a cup of coffee while the phone is being wiped. And he's taken by a bunch of kidnappers. To be sold illegally overseas on the black market, and he just before he gets taken, he calls his father. Liam Neeson would do the voice for this character. He could look like anything. He could look like the guy from Up for all I care. It doesn't matter. And I don't know who you are, but I have a specific set of skills, and it's taken in an animated universe, with the character looks something like the guy from Up, and this is my idea for
okay,
yeah,
all of this to explain why he walks away from the phone that whole time,
exactly.
Well, because
he never comes back.
No, he doesn't come back.
He doesn't come back.
No, that's
either
what's
that or Office Space. Yeah, or mm-hmm. you have Office Space with that guy where he mm-hmm. hypnotized himself and now he just doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care. He's just like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. Zero fucks. Yeah.
So.
Okay, that's interesting. That could be a cool side story. I mean, they're emojis, right? So there's not much
you
can do.
You notice
do,
I'm going with
the
humans here?
Humans, yeah. Because what the hell are you going to do with the emojis? I mean, the high five could be could have an assault charge or something. Turns out that he accidentally groped someone instead of high-fiving them. Mm-hmm. Or
the peace sign gave him the finger, or gave him one finger instead of two, and that's how he knew she was in love with him. That was another parent joke in the film. I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What character did you hate, though? Like, were there any that you actually hated? I didn't have any hate or love for any of these characters. I mean, they're emojis. Again, okay, no, I kind of love the poop. It's like a 10-second thing.
Yeah, I liked Stephen Wright. Just, the character worked for me. It really did. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you're supposed to dislike Maya Rudolph's character. So, I thought that she did an adequate job with the little bit of what she was given.
Very little bit.
Yeah. So.
So little.
How old is Alex supposed to be? Can we just say this?
Yeah, he looks like he's like 8 years old.
Well,
I mean,
no, he's going
10.
To a dance, right?
Yeah.
So is he a high school student? Like, can we assume that he's...
We had dances in grade 7.
Okay, yeah. This guy has a smartphone, so presumably he's a technologically savvy child. So, my least favorite character in this film, actually, now that I think about it, Alex's fucking parents. They just let him just do whatever, you have this fucking skin on your phone where he's got all mm-hmm. kinds of dirty shit. And then he's got the...
Why don't they have, like, a parental control app on that phone?
Well,
yeah, because
he looks like 7. You're right. But maybe he's older. Obviously supposed to be older.
Just to make sure he's not doing something wrong.
He's going to the mall by himself. He wasn't there with his friend. His friend was like, hey, Alex, cool to see you here. Oh, there's
Addie,
the girl
that you like. So he's at least 14 or 15.
Yeah. But, just give a shit about your kid once.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't be freaking out on his phone. He wouldn't be having temper tantrums on his phone. Mm-hmm. He could speak through it with him and be like, hey, man, you like that girl? You should just tell her. And then if she doesn't like you, then kind of move on with your life and don't mm-hmm. be a creep about it.
Don't follow her around and send her creepy emojis.
Like, hey, just wanted to... That was a good scene, though, when
face,
it was like...
Winky face, smiley face.
What was the thing when it was they were doing, was it Dance Revolution or which game was it that they were in? Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And he's like, and hey, I just wanted to know if you, and then it goes like, I just want to know if you are, and it cuts to like tasty. from the phone or something like that. Yeah. I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot they had Candy Crush in there. God. Wow, this movie was really reaching for anything familiar.
I just would have liked if they just had... the lack of Alex's parents bothered me. That's going to be my answer. It's like... You don't just drop him off at the fucking school or something. Yeah. Just once, like, hey, man, just make it like that. Just, dad, don't forget I'm taking my phone in on Thursday.
Yeah.
Can you give me a ride to the mall? Beautiful. That's all I need from dad or mom or whoever. Mm. Uncle Jim, Uncle Ben,
yeah,
whoever.
I know.
Doesn't matter. But give me some Aunt Jemima, whatever. Doesn't matter. Mm. Give me somebody.
It's funny because as I watched the movie and I kind of thought about this after, I try to look at it through the kids' eyes, like what the emojis mean to them.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure. I mean, you've gotten texts.
We can enjoy this movie.
You've gotten texts from Nash where it's just 50 million different emojis. Yeah, the 5-year-old where he just sends emojis because in his mind, you know. And sometimes you'll like message and be like, "Hey, say hey to the boys," and you'll send an emoji, and he's like, "Oh, look, Brandon sent a smiley face. Yay, send them a heart." Right. So in their mind, that's their form of communication with a phone, besides asking Google for everything, which they think they can do because they can't write yet, right? So for them, I wonder if they got more out of the movie because it's sort of in their language. You think?
Like hieroglyphics?
Kind of, yeah. And just like, oh, the smiley face. Oh, although I don't think they understood the storyline. They did laugh at the poop jokes, but that's about it.
Mm.
Oh, curious. I asked them about it. He didn't really say anything. He's like, yeah, it was cool.
You know what, though? There was a moment when we were still, it was in the first act of the film, and I wish I could remember what it was. It'll come. I'm never going to watch this film again. So
hopefully, God, let's hope.
Fingers crossed.
Or you're going to watch it so many times, yep, it's going to be burned in your mind.
There was a moment that in the first act, and I was still setting up the car at that point, because mm-hmm, we did arrive right at the start of the film, as we'll talk about in the parentary.
Mm-hmm.
That like
our driving experience, yeah,
parentary. But while I was still setting up, the boys were sitting outside the car, and they were watching the film on their chairs, right, before they got in the car. And while I was spreading everything out, there was this really human moment hidden in this terribly vapid movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to say fuck there.
I was going to say fuck, but I stopped myself from saying fuck.
So that I could then explain later that I was going to say fuck.
I was going to say fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, and they both reacted perfectly.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, someone, fuck, probably you, is doing something right. You know, with these two. And I was really, that one moment was like, and I wish I could remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one moment that I thought had like a really good value in the film. And they took the exact right mm-hmm, message away from it.
Well, you know what? You don't know what
and
happens.
That made it worth
we were watching them, right? We're watching them experience it.
I don't care. I'm
kidding. No, but we're watching them experience it, which is kind of the whole point, yeah, right? And with most kids' movies, you sort of have to watch how the kids react to it. That's probably the most entertaining part. And then, you know, you're going to have to watch this movie over and over again, usually thousands of times. So you just have to take little things about it and enjoy it, like how they see it, how they enjoy it. Oh, look, they've learned all the stupid words to the stupid song. Yay!
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't remember the scene. I don't remember. I know I was watching them sitting in the little chairs for a bit before you put them away. You're sitting up with a little blanket.
Before I put them away, I didn't put them in car jail.
No, not
very
that.
Very comfortable.
I mean, the chairs, so that they could get comfortable and sit on the pillows and not climb in and out of the car over and over again.
Yeah, giving me an ulcer.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So, I mean, there's really not too much to take away from it. I'm just really hoping that they're not obsessed with this movie at any point. I don't think they will be.
No. I don't think the studio was successful in what they sought to do,
mm-hmm,
because they saw it as like a marketing.
Yeah,
certain,
that's all it is.
And I'm sure that they're doing great numbers and merch or whatever, but it's not the powerhouse that I think that they were hoping for. And they also, the team that worked on it, the creative team, good on them for making it something that
making it something.
Yeah, that wasn't soul sucking for you, clearly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
they made something out of it. But it was past the time, its prime time. I think it's a little bit too late. I think it was a year too late, or it would have been a lot cooler. Just for everyone, I think people would have enjoyed it more. Yeah. It's almost irrelevant at this point. There's not much to say about a movie that's based on emojis. What emoji would you use to describe this freaking movie?
Ooh, I like this. Are we going to have thematic rating systems from episode to episode?
Oh, that would be cool. I like that. Yeah that's a cool thing to start.
We're planning future episodes on the podcast while we're doing now. Yes. I so like this.
With this, it's appropriate because of it's an emoji movie.
Okay.
So you know what? I have the perfect one. Meh. For this movie, I'd give it a meh.
Are you giving it TJ Miller Gene meh, where it's like, it looks like the emoji's having a, like it's convulsing and having a stroke?
No. What's the mom emoji?
Steven Wright and Jennifer Coolidge.
Just a meh. It's all right.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh out of smiley face?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Meh out of emojis.
Okay. I will go. I'm surprised you didn't go with eggplant.
They didn't have it in the movie.
So, it's still an emoji.
And I didn't get any eggplant at the movie.
What?
What?
I'm going to go with the one that's like kind of half happy face and then half like ghost-shaped face with the little ghost coming out of the mouth, like my soul is escaping.
Oh, yeah, okay, because, the little, yeah, that, it looks like that, he's screaming.
That represents the rebel punk rocker in me, at age 19 that would totally beat the crap out of 31-year-old me that went to see this movie with two, boys who enjoyed it. And also, that's also my soul escaping out of my mouth as the film takes all of my money.
Yes.
With all the merchandise.
Yes.
So that's what I'm going to go with. I'll post the picture to that in the show notes.
Perfect.
So that they know what I'm talking about. Because right now they're just like, what kind of morbid phone
emoji do you have? I know. What the hell are you using?
Soul escape emoji?
What app did you download? What are you doing with your
phone? It's on Android.
Maybe we'll see after we post when we get a bunch of emojis.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good question. What emojis...
Would you choose to describe this fantastic movie? Please do share. Let's make it as exciting as possible. Because, people are loving it. And, it's good times. Cool. Emoji movie. We survived. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Head over to the Oh No Kids Movies Facebook group or visit ohnokidsmovies.com to talk kids movies and TV with us and other parents. Remember to subscribe to Oh No Kids Movies and rate and review the show. We want to hear your thoughts, and your reviews help people find us. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are heard. Next up on the show, we share the highs and lows of our most recent family drive-in experience. Talk to you then.